This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Final hour, fist pump time on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's Sean and RJ. You miss it just being us?
There's elements of you and I that I really, really enjoy. I like the ease of having a third person in here.
Yeah.
But yes, this is how it should be.
Oh.
It is just the two of us.
Oh man.
It's just the two of us.
Trying to get another KNC workload.
No. I'm not trying to do that. I am not trying to do that.
That's how you said how it should be. Be careful.
Yeah, that's fair.
Be very, very careful. So Roberto will rejoin us tomorrow. Firehouse number one in Richardson. Peyton will be back on Monday. Nice job, Ross. Absolutely crushing it in place of Peyton Phillip Russell.
Very good.
A lot of peas.
Very porky pig.
A lot of peas right there. Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh. What happened, Bobby?
No. Tolo Allen just sent me a tweet from Pat Bev. If he pulls this off, everyone has to apologize to Nico Harrison.
Oh. Yeah, we got to apologize for trading away the entire team for LeBron.
What's going on? You got some on the fringe NBA reporters. You got some NBA fans. You got Bovada in Vegas all of a sudden coming out again yesterday, putting LeBron and the Mavs together. What does Pat Bev know? If he pulls this off, everyone has to apologize to Nico.
Yeah, see, that's where Pat Bev and I think national media just wouldn't understand the market. They just don't understand the market.
Well, forget about that. You know what? With all due respect.
And so like, neither is Nico.
Well, the hell with understanding the market. Let's talk about the move, what it would do. That's what the market does matter, but let's talk about getting LeBron James on the Dallas Mavericks for real. You know what I mean? Like, you don't not do it, this move, because fans don't like LeBron.
No. Yeah.
Are you winning a title? How long can you compete? Is it worth giving up your depth? And then we can talk about the likability of the squad.
Yeah, oh no, this has nothing to do with LeBron. Nothing to do with LeBron. You know, like over the last 20 years, you would have gladly taken him here.
Yeah.
This has to do with, like, you know, Pat Bev, Nico, they don't understand that we would have rather have lost for 10 years with Luka than buy a mercenary team and win one title.
Yeah, like, I know.
So there would be no apology. Because we still,
well, it, you know what I mean? It's easy to say that now too, before the hype of being in the finals and winning a title or winning back to back titles.
Oh, look, you can still
if you're Nico Harrison with this 2 to 3 year. First off, is the 2 to 3 year timeline thing done with Cooper Flagg?
Yeah,
there's two parts to that. Yes, it's done because of Cooper's youth, but is it done for Nico's mindset before he rolls out of here?
Who knows? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't think so.
If the goal is to win a championship next season.
Just trade Cooper to L.A. for LeBron, and then, you know, like, you can have Luka and Cooper in the same spot.
If a goal is to win a championship next season, can I make the argument it's better to trade your depth for LeBron then wait for Kyrie after the All-Star break. Maybe at least after the All-Star break, like Chuck Cooperstein told us the other day, and maybe not have full Kyrie at all, and next year be a waste. You have many people thinking, no, the Mavs' real opportunity, only opportunity is 26-27. Mm-hmm. Not next year because of Kyrie.
Yeah, a lot of teams doesn't take gap years now.
Doesn't that justify getting LeBron more than going into this season? Like, if you put LeBron on this team next year and you trade Gafford, PJ, Caleb Martin, Najee Marshall, are you giving that team, in your mind, not Vegas, are you giving that team better title odds than this team right now with Kyrie status?
So I don't have Gafford. I don't have PJ. I don't have Martin. I don't have Max. And I don't have
Najee.
Yeah, you got a six-man rotation. You're going to get worn down in the playoffs.
Okay.
They'll be fun. They'll be a really good team. At the end of the day, it still boils down to, like, we've seen teams, super teams in this current CBA not work. Right?
No doubt.
We've seen them not work. And look, I mean, it is, you know, we also do see
I'm having Cooper Flagg come off the bench. So my bench started off with the number one pick. I'm probably doing that.
Is he going to come off the bench?
If I want some depth, I'm probably having to come off the bench, which would infuriate the Metroplex even more, piss them off even more. By the way, Frankie, come on now. We're having not a likability. We're having a real sports discussion where you said we don't want LeBron. He's 40. He's a grandpa. Frankie, 24-8-8 last year. Stop.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. The man is still a beast. The man's a beast. So let's not talk about his game. Now, if you're worried about injury breakdown, okay.
I mean, that's fair, but has he shown that he's got an injury breakdown problem? Like, you know, he doesn't, I mean, no more than anybody else. I mean, load management and everything. I don't know. I mean, yeah, like, I just think that, you know, there is a, we wanted to win this thing kind of a certain way, and it was wrong.
Man, God,
it's a fair, it's the way it is here.
Oh, God.
Like, you know it. What a spoiler. You know it's true.
I know, but God, that sounds, man, we have to do it a certain way. Man. All right, let me give you the rotation with that trade made. All right, and see if it changes your mind at all. I'm just going to give you the depth of the roster. Flag, AD, Clay, Lively, LeBron, D'Angelo, Exum, Hardy. How many names is that? One, two, and then Kyrie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9 names. Am I totally depleting everything, RJ?
Well, Clay stinks.
Megan may be listening. Chill out.
We don't know what Kyrie is going to wind up being. I mean, look, that's not terrible.
All I'm saying is I'm not 5 deep.
Laker Mike just texted, please take Lestats. Okay. He's a Laker guy.
Yeah.
Trust his basketball acumen.
But I'm not 4 or 5 deep. Again, this is Pat Bev saying he's hinting towards Nico pulling off something. There's been underground, like, not,
they'd be obviously,
like, really underground whispers. Yeah. And then Vegas, for some reason yesterday, even though we knew this weeks ago from Bet Online, LeBron to the Mavs is the favorite again.
They obviously are a better suited team to win a title tomorrow if they trade for LeBron than they are right now this year. No doubt. Because of that. But. They also are a complete house of cards. Whereas if you...
Would you rather have a complete house of cards or no... Put together house. Right now, I got a house without a garage door.
No, they got a, like, right now.
Kyrie out is no garage door.
Okay, but he might come back this year. We don't know. And you brought in Russell to kind of alleviate some of the strain.
True.
In the meantime.
Yeah.
This right now is a pretty darn good basketball team.
I agree.
I don't think you, part of what makes them so strong is their ability to have depth. They can withstand injuries. You're going to have injuries. Anthony Davis is going to miss 20 games.
Yeah.
You're going to have injuries. You've got to be able to withstand that. We have no idea what Lively is going to come back with after the surgery. Like, their starting five with LeBron is obviously a better starting five.
And LeBron would be the best player on the team.
Look, if LeBron's the best player on your team at that stage of his career.
He's 24-8-8, RJ, before you.
I know.
I know what you're going to say.
But, like,
24-8-8.
You know, is that, are those empty numbers? I didn't watch enough Laker games. I don't know. Your starting five is better with LeBron. Your team is probably not as a whole.
All right, Tolos, 877-881-1053, something simmering behind the scenes. Thanks to Tolo Allen sending that over from Pat Bev, and then you got like your pretty Rickies of the NBA saying, I'm telling you, it's about to go down. 877-881-1053.
For the 972, if we trade PJ for LeBron only, it's a bad deal.
That's insane.
Giving up all that will not help the team. That's too much to give up for LeBron. As soon as it goes south, he'll get injured.
It hurts your depth, no doubt. My question is the depth that you're giving up better able to carry you with what you need with Kyrie's being out and how that hurts your team?
Man, this is an unequivocal no.
I know it would be.
And I don't think, yeah.
But I'm not five deep. I just wanted to write down the roster. Okay? I still got Exum. And you're losing the strength of your team, too, with your size.
You're losing your size, you're losing your defense.
Like, you're matching up with Houston, Denver, and now San Antonio size-wise. All in the West.
Uh-huh.
And Lively... I'm scared of Lively's health, as you mentioned.
Lively health.
I wouldn't do it for the record.
Clay's an old man. Kyrie's coming up the injury. Exum's always hurt.
Yep.
So now, like, I don't know. I think
and you're gonna retard Flag's growth, slow it down.
Yeah, you are, and you're gonna be older. I mean, that's
but. What percent chance do the Dallas Mavericks have of winning the title next year? We're putting the whole house of cards on Kyrie's return.
Yeah, and I think they have a. I mean,
that may end up being a really. We could look back on this day and be like, we're stupid for thinking that Kyrie could come back and be himself for the playoffs.
Defensively, when you factor in the defense, they're probably better without him. When you factor in defense.
I know, but how am I going to score? Anthony Davis, for his entire career, can't make up his mind whether he wants to score 24 a night or not. He can. He can any night he wants, but we know it doesn't always happen. And then that's a lot of pressure on Flag.
You talked about Flag.
We know Clay is fading and streaky. And then
Russell's not going to do it.
D'Angelo Russell, he can pop off. He's going to have nights where he pops off for 27 here and there.
Yeah, but he's also nights where he scores 8.
I'm worried about scoring to start off this season.
To start off, I could see that. You know, playoff time, I mean, the defense.
And it may not
really
be start. It may be, I do have to make the playoffs still if Kyrie doesn't come back before the postseason. I still have to be a top team seeding-wise.
Or.
We know that this is a guaranteed playoff team. If Kyrie doesn't play,
They're better today than they were post-trade.
They're better today than they were post-Luka trade.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they got the number one pick.
Yeah, the number one pick.
Yep.
Post-Luka trade, they still got in to the play-in. They're probably a little bit better than that right now.
Let me ask you this question.
Now, the other side is you could try to get the number one pick again.
Let me ask you this question. From the Lakers-Luka standpoint, this trade is done. All right. Again, I'm throwing in PJ, Gafford, Najee, Caleb Martin, these types of names.
Yeah, you throw all those guys in, you made the Lakers the 3 seed.
Who's closer to winning the championship?
Oh, the Lakers. Easy.
Easy.
You have the players you have on the team, right? So you'd have Reeves left over.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who else you would have.
Yeah, you better come up with some names if you're making them easily better than the Mavericks.
Well, they would be easily, but I mean, they would be. Because if you're going to use the Kyrie.
Who's there, too?
Their two would be Reeves.
Okay.
Reeves is a really good player.
He's not a two.
I mean, let's be fair.
He's a good player. He's a really nice player. I think he's a really good three. Well, okay, give me the rest of the team.
The depth. Like, you don't need it. You don't need to have a two. We've just noticed. We've just seen that. You don't need to
have
a two.
Well, Kyrie was still a two for the Mavs to get to the finals. And this year, I guess you would say Jalen Williams. But Austin Reeves isn't as good as Jalen Williams.
He's not as good as Jalen Williams. But, like, I mean, he's...
what do y'all think? If that trade's done, do you think the Lakers...
He had 20 a game this year. He was 26-5.
Yeah. He can't defend either. And then your boy...
No, but all this would help him defend.
Yeah.
Najee, Max Christie, Gafford.
Okay.
PJ. I mean, they would...
You have
the holes of Luka and Reeves, all the white guys on there. Connect.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't guard to save their life.
So you would no doubt think the Lakers are better than the Mavericks.
Well, yeah, because I think Luka's better than LeBron.
877-881-1053. Don't forget about Anthony Davis now. He does still exist.
Yeah, he's street close.
Let's talk to Brett Boone at the All-Star break on the home of the Rangers. Booney joins us on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
That's MVP material if he gets the third one right here.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
Oh. With the hat trick, look out, Chop House. National League takes the lead 4-3.
Epic performance on Fox. The swing off owned by Kyle Schwarber, hitting three home runs. And the National League, they dodge a big embarrassment after blowing the 6-0 lead to this man's brother. Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, looks like he's finally back home joining us on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, man.
What's up, guys? How are you? You enjoying the break? Or this isn't really a break for you, is it?
No.
No break. Nope. And, it's more difficult. You know, there's no sports on generally.
Did you watch that last night, or did you totally unplug?
I didn't watch it. It's no. You know, I said, have a good time, guys. Aaron, Uncle Aaron, I hope you do great. But I'm out. I went to dinner.
Okay, well, good. And then when's the last time you've been home? When's the last time you've been in that room?
Well, no, I was home. We played the Padres a couple weeks ago. We came through here, and I got here for a couple days, and now I'll be here for a couple days. I'm leaving tomorrow. But it's been nice. It's been nice to come home and just kind of get away from the grind every day. You know, what these players go through, and now coaches, it's when you're going. I mean, you're up, you're at the yard at 12, and you're home at 12 at night, and let's do it again tomorrow. And then we're going to fly somewhere and do it again. But I would, you know, it's been my whole life. So it seems like it's always been like this. But when you're out for a while, you kind of forget. So we're back in the grind, as we like to call it.
I've been wanting to ask you this for a month, and now feels like the appropriate time. We're not reacting to any games or anything. Are you enjoying this?
Let's see. What's the answer to that? I think I really, you know, I like to complain about it. Like, wow, you know, this and I love it. I love it.
You do.
You know, when I was playing, it was so hard. And some days you just look around and think, this is for the birds. But that's what you love about it, the challenge. And I really think from the coaching perspective, when the dust settles and you win and you make a playoff push and you get to the playoffs and you go, I could imagine. I've never done it as a coach. I've done it as a player. I know what winning feels like as a player, but I think it's going to be, from the coaching perspective, equally rewarding, if that makes sense. So it's worth all the grind. And I think when you're going through it and the emotions go, common sense says this is for the birds, but I've been doing this I've been grinding my whole life in this game of baseball. And I think this is what I'm meant to do in whatever capacity that is.
So this is something that you could see yourself doing for the next 5 years. If there was always an opportunity in the sport available to you, you're like, this is it. I know this is it.
You mean being a hitting coach?
Coach,
being a coach,
any type of coach, hitting coach, coaching. 5 years.
Coaching.
Yep.
Managing, coaching.
Managing, yes. Coaching.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
I could see that. I could see that. And, you know, I'm asked by, you know, my buddies, how's it going? And you have the same answer because it's such a grind, but you love it. You know, you love it when you hang up the phone or when I answer a question, I do. It's like you love putting yourself through agony for some reason. But I think also I'm really not looking, you know, we talk about 5 years and put on the spot. Yeah. I could see myself doing this 5 years from now. But I'm also not putting any expectations on anything. Right now it's this year. It's trying to do my little part in helping this Texas Ranger team get to the playoffs. That's all I'm worried about. And we'll worry about next year, wherever presents itself, whatever happens. But I'm really not looking beyond this season right now as far as what I'm going to do. But yeah, long term, yes, I could see. I'm a baseball rat. I always have been. But when I first retired, I said, I want to go off into the sunset. I want a vacation and play golf, and I don't want to have anything to do with baseball. Then you find out that's who you are. And that's, you know, you grow up in the game and you play the game, and that's who you are. So here I am.
Brett Boone is brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
All right, Brett. So I know you said you went to dinner last night, so you didn't see the swing off in the All-Star game, which was an amazing, it was an amazing theater. But I wanted to get your take as somebody who's been an All-Star, like, because Judge, Shohei, Raleigh, they weren't in it. They weren't in the swing-off. When do starters leave? When do they, as soon as they're done, do they take a shower, get on a private jet, go home for 2 days?
That wasn't my experience. Now, I'm not saying that hasn't happened, depending on schedules and their per se team schedule and where they need to be at a certain time. Maybe I don't know if every All-Star break's been the same. Like, you have the All-Star game, then I don't ever remember having 2 days off after the All-Star game. It seemed like there was one day off. Anyway, if they had to get to a certain place, maybe they had another a stop on the way back. But I don't remember. It's kind of the same rules, as unwritten rules, we'll call them, as when you're playing a game. Now, if I was taken out of a game as a player, I don't shower until the game's over and I shake hands with the guys. Now I can shower. Unless there were special privileges granted by the manager if the skip doesn't okay anything, then it's kind of off limits. Now, All-Star game might have been different. When I went to the All-Star game, I played it like I always played it. It's like I come out of a game, I might hang around in my underwear and shirt and wait for the boys to finish and high five and then get out of there. But that's back in a day where we didn't get out of there. We didn't get out of there. I mean, after the game was for sitting around talking about the game. So it's a different time. I mean, the guys get out of there now. I mean, people are gone.
And also, if they were there, they were sitting around for 2 hours. You wouldn't just throw them out there cold, right? I mean, that would risk injury.
What do you mean?
Well, they had gotten taken. So the
Shohei
got taken out of the game 2 hours beforehand. You wouldn't just throw him up off on a swing off in a just go take three out there.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. That, I mean, that all had to come into play. I'm sure the managers kind of went through, all right, who could possibly do this if it gets to this scenario? You go up and down the list. He'd be better. And that's how they figured it out. Right. No, I see what you're saying. If you come out of the game in the second inning and you're not ready to roll, you're not loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. And I do think, though, now that I'm thinking about All-Star game, it's kind of a different animal. If some players might have special circumstances where they have somewhere else to be before they have to get back in their city to start the second half. So I'm sure some guys had some prearranged. The manager would say, hey, you're going to be out of there at the third inning. If you've got to get on that plane and go, you can go. The All-Star game, it's definitely, the more I think about it, it's more of, there's more leeway. There's some more leash, I would say, from the staff member or from the skipper to say, hey, do what you got to do. This is different. You got family here. You got so many things going so many different directions. So, well, yeah, look, the more I think about it, the regular game is not like that.
If that left your memory, I'm sure the next thing has definitely left your memory. Come on, RJ, ask him about it. The goose eggs.
All right.
Is it true?
So we saw, you know,
absolutely.
No, you don't go with know. This already.
Not one in your derby? Not one?
I got a great, wait a minute. Let's preface that with, I was in two derbies.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't go 0 for 2 with never hitting one.
All right, I got a good story about that. So it's 0-1. I get asked to be in the home run derby. That was a privilege back then. That had to do with how many home runs. We are the leading home run hitters at the break. That's how you get into the home run derby. So there's four of them. Heck yeah, I'm going. This is an honor for me. I go to the derby. It's in Seattle. And the rules were completely different then. You had outs, and then you hit home runs. As soon as you had 8 or 10 outs, I think it was, you're done. So it wasn't rapid fire, hit 100 homers. If you hit 6 home runs in a round, that was a big deal. That was good.
Oh.
Rules have changed. They throw a little more excitement into it. Probably better for the entertainment value. But this is right back when derbies were kind of new to everything. So anyway, I do the derby. I hit a couple in the upper deck. I'm at my home stadium, so I've got that crowd. It's awesome. I save face. I wasn't planning on winning anything. I just said, don't embarrass yourself. Hit a couple homers. Get the standing ovation. Move on. If you move on to round two, that's great. So I hit 2 or 3, and I did good. I get out of there. Sammy Sosa, I'm against him. He hits 3. The rules back then are, the guy that you're head-to-head with, if you tie, it doesn't go to a swing-off. It goes to who has more home runs at the break. Sammy had like 26. I had 22. Sammy gets the nod. He gets booed out of the stadium because it's in Seattle. I don't mind because I still save face. Yeah. And I did good. Anyway, that particular home run derby, Troy Gloss, for the Angels at the time, he hit zero homers. And I think he hit the camera in front that films us,
yes,
from, you know, in front. And I'm laughing at him afterwards. And he felt so bad. And I said, Troy, it's not a big deal, man. You're an all-star. You're having a hell of a year. You're coming off a 40 home run season. We as players certainly don't look at you if you hit no home runs in the home run derby and kind of like, oh, how can you do that? It's an exhibition. It's entertainment. Nobody cares. We care about you as a player. So I really didn't think a big deal. I was kind of teasing him, but I could tell he was really affected by it.
Wow.
And he said, Booney, it's embarrassing when you, but from a player's perspective, I wasn't embarrassed for him. I know he's Troy Gloss, great player, going to hit 40 home runs. Anyway, fast forward 2 years later, we're at Chicago. I get invited to the home run derby again. I'm out before getting ready for it. And Dave Valley is throwing batting practice. He's never thrown batting practice to me before because the guy that pitched to me couldn't come. He had other plans. He was going to the Bahamas. So I go to Valley, who's a friend of mine. I said, Dave, me and you aren't sinking here. You're cutting it. I'm hitting doubles down left field line. This is a home run derby, not a double derby. So anyway, Dave ends up being the guy pitching to me. Ichiro presents me with my bat. He comes out, Brett Boone, and you know, I go out and I don't have a bat. They thought it was going to be cute. So Ichiro comes out and hands me my bat. And I kind of bow to him and we do the whole goofy ceremony. I proceed to hit zero, and I swung and missed.
No!
Dave Valley cutter.
Oh, swear. No.
A cutter. A cutter.
And now I'll tell you, and Dave, he hasn't lived it down to this day. Where he's a good friend of mine. And I just said, Dave, we just weren't on the same page. Because the lefties, I remember Giambi going, Booney, Valley's money when it comes to BP. Well, he's throwing a little cutter into Giambi's left-handed swing. That didn't work for me. And I remember, because right when you're done, they give you the towel, they give you the Gatorade or whatever, and you got to go do this goofy, awkward interview about what's it like, you know. And I remember sitting there, and Troy Gloss went through my brain. I remember when Troy got hit none and how he felt and how I couldn't understand how he felt that way. Now I understand. I wanted to crawl in a hole and never talk. It was so embarrassing for me. And I get home and my teammates are wearing me out. And I just, you know, I had the same answer I had for you guys. I said, listen, guys, for teammates that were mocking me, which I kind of deserve to be mocked. I said, listen. Try getting invited to a home run derby before you.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Drop the hammer.
That's it.
Drop the hammer.
That's it.
That was my answer. But, yes, embarrassing. I stink at home run derbies. I didn't like it. But then again, when it's all said and done.
You were there.
It was an honor. It was an honor to be invited to two of them.
Yep.
Amazing. Brett Boone, bringing it strong, as always, here on your home for Rangers baseball. Enjoy a little bit of the leftover time off. Go get them with the second half. Thank you for joining us, as always.
You got it, guys.
We got to find out the favorite liqueur, cigar, steak, hook him up. Off time, early time, does not matter with Brett Boone here on 105.3 The Fan. And, of course, he is brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece is...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next, I don't even know where to start in this crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan.
You're looking at me this time.
I'm always usually looking at you because you're usually interrupting the crosstalk.
True.
So I was just waiting. Good morning, Corey Majors. What's coming up?
Guys, we're going to have our friend Matt Hicks on today at 12:30 to talk a little Rangers.
He's our friend too.
Yeah. Well, the station's
friend. He's a nice. Speak for yourself.
Friend, he's a wonderful man. Oh, man.
Jeez. That was a roller coaster ride between you two.
Oh, I love it. He's a Maryland guy. He's the only other guy in the state that can talk about Maryland.
That's
with
right.
Me.
That's right. Yeah, and some more Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away for training camp. We leave Monday.
Are you
going to be sad
Monday
without
after
us?
The show.
You leave Monday after the show, so you're there Tuesday to Friday.
To Friday. Yep.
Why are you leaving Sunday?
I didn't make the flight reservations.
I mean, I don't.
How do I get on that schedule? 4 days.
Well, no, I want the five.
Yeah, I kind of would have liked the fifth one too this time around. Yeah,
but then you get to see us on Monday.
Yeah, that is
good
true.
Good news for you.
Okay.
And me.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, I
not
guess.
Very convincing.
Okay. I don't know where to start. Are you guys talking about LeBron Mavs at all on today's show?
We talked about it a pretty good deal yesterday.
You did?
Are y'all pro?
I think the new Pat Beverly conversation is. It brought to light.
We did not talk about that.
It brought to light some more conversation. What he's saying.
Pat,
if Nico
by the way,
is
Pat,
right.
Pat Bev just saying. Oh, sorry. You go were going to recap it. No, my bad. Go ahead.
If Nico is right, then everybody's going to owe him an apology.
If he pulls this off.
If he pulls this off, everyone's going to owe Nico an apology, and I think that's something of conversation for sure.
What was the launching point for y'all bringing you back up yesterday because of Bovada?
Yeah, the switch, the massive switch in the betting odds. And so to Beverly's point, if you want to get into that as well, I'm a little conflicted on that because I think Anthony Davis and LeBron for Luka is probably more of a fair trade. You know what I'm saying? And maybe even the first round pick is more of a fair trade. So if that's the case, I just think now ultimately you're going to end up sort of getting fair value. But if the Cooper Flag part was a secret part of the deal that Nico can't admit, well, then hell yeah, I would admit that Nico was right. If we got a player, a first-round pick, Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Cooper Flag for Luka, hell yeah, I would be like, my bad.
That's a different story, but yeah, that's the problem is that, you know.
We don't know.
Well, yeah, and also, like, you know, this is my quirk, because I don't do apologies like this, right? You have to prove to me that this was all part of the plan.
Sure,
and if getting LeBron James wasn't part of the plan.
Yeah.
Then what am I apologizing for?
Right. Well, there is history of LeBron going, you got the number one pick, now come to your team.
Like, if I buy a house and, you know, it's got terrible value, and all of a sudden, right at the street corner, right, the rest of the world west of me falls off into the ocean, and I all of a sudden have beachfront property. I don't get credit for buying this house.
Right. That's the plot of Superman.
There's so many.
The original Gene Hackman, Christopher Reeve.
Right? Like, that's not, you're not like some soothsayer out here who could, oh man, I'm not Jerry Jones figuring out that Frisco is going to be something someday.
But he, as he said, he can't prove it to you. He can't.
So they just say an apology.
He can,
guess what?
If he just said
those two words, I'm sorry, doesn't come out of this mouth.
If he just says it was all part of the plan, is that enough proof? Like,
now you're seeing it.
The closest I thought was when he goes, when they got Cooper Flag, fortune favors the bold. And I was like, is he telling us, like, hey, this is part of the deal?
Would both, we know the fans are against it, at least Artolo's this morning and for weeks. For the general trade package that we've all kind of been discussing, are you doing it? Both of you.
What's the general trade package again?
I think so.
Gafford, PJ, Kayla Martin, Najee Marshall,
And that's this is all to make the money work, right?
Yeah. Who else are we throwing into it? Chubb was there
Max Christie, I think.
Max Christie.
See, I kind of wonder if you would drop Najee or Max Christie and go with Jaden Hardy and Omax, since it feels like maybe their spot has not been solidified.
Okay.
You know? So
either way.
Yeah, but I think I would, and I understand all the reasons that people would be upset, but one of the things that I think LeBron brings you is more relief at handling the ball for those first 4 to 6 months, whatever it ends up being.
And scoring.
Yeah, and I think it makes your season more viable on the front half than, obviously, when Kyrie comes back.
Is that Gafford contract to help this money match?
Yeah. And, like, that was one of the things.
Because he's now, what,
that seems 20? Like part of the plan then.
Yeah. Look,
Shut up, Corey.
He got.
Can you even trade him after you just signed him?
You slotted him in. I'm not kidding. At the max value for a contract that could still be traded. So yes, you can still trade.
And are you doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, you're bringing star power to the DFW. It's chaos for us.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Selfishly, it'd be phenomenal for us.
And I think it'd be a good.
But
fun,
why would this
team
work when all the recent super teams have failed?
So I think one of the reasons that I'm more optimistic about this one is I don't think you're going all in for just now, because you still have Cooper Flagg as your backup.
Yep,
like, a lot of these other super teams were like, hey, we need to win in the next 2 years. And I realized that the Mavericks would be constituted to win in the next 2 years. But if they didn't, I would still hope that I've still got my franchise player, even if AD.
Well, you
moves
do
on.
Still have your franchise
yeah,
player.
Exactly.
I think the issue is, though, if you give up Gafford, PJ, all that, I mean, the number one thing this team has is depth, defense.
I agree.
You know, like, it's you're really kind of giving that away. We saw Denver play with and outplay Oklahoma City in a large part of that series and get completely worn down in the fourth quarter.
Because they only had 6 players, maybe 7. Yeah,
I get that. That's a problem.
But I have D'Angelo. I have Clay. I have Jaden.
Stop with Clay. You don't have Clay.
Exum. Dwight Powell.
Brandon Williams, I think, has shown he can do something.
I'll have a 3-point contest with Clay tomorrow.
Shut up.
Just kidding.
Where is this coming from? You don't like Megan Thee Stallion? Is that what this is?
I have nothing against Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Clay, Bobby and I talked about this before you were gone. Like, Clay was kind of booty cheeks last year.
And now he's got booty cheeks.
And now he's got booty cheeks. He was a little
bummed. Cut the crap. Let's go to your 8 o'clock segment.
Here it is, right here.
I was listening.
Whoa, the world's about to end. RJ's about to beat for property.
Will you do your impression of Kevin again?
Actually, I do kind of want to hear that.
So, you know, the point is RJ's going to kill me for this.
All right. So, you guys needed 24 hours for your response. That's okay. I'll take 1 hour.
Just come in.
Dude, I didn't
even. PM yesterday.
My response.
I saw this article 3 seconds before we went on.
I know. That's true.
I had no response.
This is the top 25 teams in the NFL over the past 25 years. 07 Patriots, number one, lost to the Giants. Kevin said, that's ridiculous. I said, it's absolutely right. Let's fight.
All right, let's fight. Let's talk about, you guys said, oh, that Patriots team was a juggernaut, man. You guys were right. They beat six whole teams that were above 500 in the regular season. Whoo! What a brutal schedule. Six out of 16 that were above 500. Oh, unbelievable.
Can only play the schedule, Kevin.
Okay, that's fine. Juggernaut. Can't be stopped. Nobody could stop them. Let's look in the playoffs where you played a 10-6 team, an 11-5 team, and whoo! You won by an average of what? 9 points? Good for them. And then, RJ, let's talk about one of the arguments you had, and let's tie it into this. You said the 09 Saints can't be considered an all-time great team because they were 7.5-point underdogs in their Super Bowl. All right, so you care more theoretically about what the game should be than what actually happened in the game. And then you said 7.5 points was one of the largest point spreads in salary cap history. You're right. You know what was even bigger? That Super Bowl where New England was favored by an extra 10 points.
Was it really 17.5?
Yes, it was 17.5. It was that or Super Bowl III that were the biggest point spreads in history. And you seem to think that's a positive for your team. They were so dominant. They lost to a crap-ass 10-6 New York Giants team that people think is the worst Super Bowl champion of all time. And that's your king?
See, I told you he was smart.
He was smart.
Unfortunately, I do have my counter back.
4-2 out of time.
My 8. Yeah, 4-2.
Okay. Oh, no.
Give me your top two or three on the list.
You know what? I'm glad that you mentioned that because
give me the best team.
Let's bring up another team, the Seattle Seahawks, that I heard you guys dog it on. Oh, they're really 13-3. They weren't that great. But then the greatest show on turf, unstoppable at 14-2. So at 14-2, you're unstoppable. At 13-3, meh, you're just fine. Let's go to your Manning history. You said that every team he had in Denver was better than any Colts team Peyton Manning had. Yes?
Except for maybe 05.
Except for 05.
Which didn't win.
Yeah, but then you said that first Broncos team, that's a great team. Great team. You know what happened to them? They lost by 5 touchdowns to the 2013 Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. 5 touchdowns.
So the 2013 Seahawks are your number one team?
Correct.
Okay. Good presentation.
Thank you.
Very impressive. All off memory. You're wrong. We'll see you in Richardson tomorrow with the return of Bobby. Ross, fantastic job. Kay.
Aren't you just happy I was listening?
I was happy. That's the big win in all this. None of us are losers. We won because Kevin tuned in. Out.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.